This is Passport to Texas. Texas Parks and Wildlife has expanded angler access to some of the state's 191,000 miles of rivers through a lease program.
We're trying to bring in private landowners to help be a solution to open up angler access to rivers.
Tim Birdsong is Chief of Habitat Conservation for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Landowners who participate in the program receive monthly lease payments and even funds for site improvements,
such as trails or parking areas. If there's an interest, we support habitat improvements, addressing sometimes erosion issues or maybe loss of vegetation along the stream bank that's resulting in some sort of bank instability. So there are a lot of things that we can do at these sites to help benefit the landowner and just their general management of the site, but also provide for a better user experience.
Birdsong says users ought not to expect a family-friendly park-like setting.
This is more about showcasing a natural, functional, healthy river system. This is for folks that are experienced paddlers, anglers that really know how to fish a river. And rivers are inherently dangerous and somewhat unforgiving. But we do want to provide an opportunity for people to experience what a natural flowing river is.
The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.